Federal funding freeze saga. The Trump administration sent a memo this week instructing federal agencies to pause payments on grants and loans. More than 20 states filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin is one of the plaintiffs. The pause on payments would impact all kinds of agencies and programs, anything from law enforcement to Head Start. The White House confirmed to outlets that it was rescinding the memo, yet after that, reports said the administration still intended to carry out the funding freeze. Winter Salt Awareness Week ends the month of January with experts speaking truth on corrosion and damage to our infrastructure. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
From January 27th through the 31st, you can see a series of YouTube live streams featuring speakers and topics focused on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Speakers include Abby Heilman from Isaac Walton League of America, Jess Swah at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and public works professionals from across the country and a panel of experts providing salting policy perspectives.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the ninth-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things: relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple: victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 20s, and more sun, but not as warm tomorrow, high upper 30s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with some snow showers. A mixture of sunshine and clouds into Sunday, highs in the low 40s. Currently 51 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, our Week in Review panel, a mix of journalists and an attorney, because we need one to track the legal minefield put in place by the Trump presidency.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, that's Rudy Bone and his orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I'm Tim Hubble, the polka guy, being here for the next hour, keeping you company. Yeah. So right now, Squeeze Me instead of your accordion is the next tune. Albums that Roger Bright had put together just before he passed. Actually, I think he passed during the sessions, you know, before they were able to finish the record. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to play a tune now that everybody likes. I get requests for, and I hear it on every polka show that... oh, God, I can't. Oh, my God, my head is just going crazy here. Yeah. He's gonna kill me. Oh, well. We're gonna play Everybody Living Next Door to Alice by Jimmy Sturr.
I suppose that you've heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes as a big limousine pulled up into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got a reason, but I just don't wanna know. For 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to not living next door to Alice. disappear.
Schnapps, that is his vinyl word. That goes back to the early 60s with the Hank Haller band. Yeah. So continue with more music here. We got the Gorbic Range Polka.
Thank you.
That was the Garbage Range Polka. Here is a short one.
Hey, hey, everybody, get your partners for a short one.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's Vern Meisner and the Muskrat Ramble.
Single, my pockets did jingle. I wish wish I was single again. One night we played poker, oh then, oh then. One night we played poker, oh then. She beat me, she banged me, she said she would hang me. I wish I was single again. My wife passed away, oh then, oh then. My wife passed away, oh then. I got me another, I'll tell you, oh brother. I wish I was single. I was single again. I wish I was single again. For when I was single, my pockets did jingle. I wish I was single again. Twas worse than the other, oh then, oh then. Twas worse than the other, oh then. She rooked me and took me and it really shook me. I wish I was single again. Stay single as long as you can. Stay single as long as you can. Don't walk to the altar and put on a halter. I wish you were single again. I wish I was single again. I wish I was single again.
That's Stan Wallowick and his band and orchestra and chorus, and I wish I were single again. Well, Frankie Yankovic, you know, he's got a wife at home.
Off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, fry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore? Hang the picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat your father, change your baby. Not me anymore.
Yeah.
recording there from Vern Meisner and the band in the Clap and Turn Polka. And before that, Frankie Yankovic and I've Got a Wife at Home. Yeah. Well, what do you call it here? Vern Meisner has a tune called My Wife Has Gone and Left Me. You believe that? Yeah.
My wife has gone and left me. Gee, but I feel blue. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. There'll be no one there to greet me when I get home at 2. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. I take my wifey everywhere, and here's the reason why. I'd rather take her with me than to kiss that face goodbye. I wonder where she is now, and I hope she stays there too. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. But I feel blue. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. There'll be no one there to greet me when I get home at 2. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. I take my wifey everywhere, and here's the reason why. I'd rather take her with me than to kiss that face goodbye. I wonder where she is now, and I hope she stays there too. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue. Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Gee, but I feel blue.
An old recording. Yeah, that's Sil Gretschel and One Beer for One. Oh, we've got Bernie Roberts with Some Pretty Dancing Girls. Thank you.
Let's have another beer. What are we waiting for? Let's have another beer. Sure we could stand one more. Cheer with a friendly smile. It's a pleasure meeting you. Glad to have you join me in a glass or two of brew.
Radio WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers released a statement Wednesday afternoon addressing the Trump administration's continued efforts to withhold Wisconsin's already approved federal funds. While the Trump administration announced they are rescinding the memo issued on Monday, they are continuing to move forward with implementing the policy. Governor Evers stated, quote, "If Wisconsin's federal funding continues to be threatened, delayed, and obstructed, make no mistake, I will continue using every power available to me to fight against those efforts to ensure Wisconsin's kids, families, law enforcement, veterans, seniors, and so many others can continue to access the resources, services, and programs they depend on." The governor urges Washington to abandon this failed policy and focus on priorities that will actually help Wisconsinites. A major January thaw today. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how unusual this is.
As temperatures soar to feeling like spring today, records will be shattered statewide. Hitting highs in the 50s at the end of January is about 30 degrees above normal. So it's no surprise to hear that our Wisconsin winters have been getting shorter and shorter. A recent study says we're losing an average of 14 days of winter conditions each decade since 1995. This is all due to rising air temperatures and climate change. The study published in Environmental Research Letters also found that the Great Lakes region has seen the steepest increase in average winter temperatures over the past 50 years. And the Great Lakes are losing ice cover at a rate at about 5% every decade. Continued changes could affect the ecosystem of the lakes.
Stevens Point awarded a Silver Level Bicycle Friendly Community Award from the League of American Bicyclists. Mayor Mike Wiesa stated, "Receiving this level of recognition highlights what we've accomplished and what work we have yet to do." I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds and our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Order ahead on the app or Culver's.com for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 20s, and more sun, but not as warm tomorrow, high upper 30s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with some snow showers. A mixture of sunshine and clouds into Sunday, highs in the low 40s. Currently 40 degrees.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back to the polka party. Yeah, we've got the laughing polka coming up next.
Oh, when I was a little lad, many years ago, I wasn't very sporty folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me happy, my pappy called me fool. Well, I laughed at every little thing, which was against the rule. Say, I used to know a little gal many years ago. She was sympathetic from her fingers to her toes. But say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day to get me exercise. Say, she was fat and clumsy, oh, she weighed about a ton. But she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling round like a silly pair. She fell so hard upon me, like we both went through the chair. Say, her father was an African, her mother was a squaw. The homeliest relation that you ever saw. But when it come to loving, no, I'll tell you, she was there. She measured 49 ahead and 50 in the rear. Say, she was born in Asia, way across the sea. The home of hairless monkeys from scratching off the fleas. I do not doubt her word a bit. What she says is true. I've been around that gal so much that I've turned monkey too. Say, if the girls of long ago could see you girls today, fashion so ridiculous, you cast your eyes away. To see you crazy bobheads just strolling down the trail, they say you look like donkeys born without a tail.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, John Dietrich joins us, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter, with his latest piece on gun violence in Wisconsin. It's important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Well, our time here has gone so quickly. 6 minutes left in our program. Time to get maybe one or two tunes in. Here's Don Peachy. And no beer today.
Thank you. my car. All I had left was a dollar. We stopped into a bar just to have a little drink, and you could hear the bartender holler.
Time for us to say goodbye. Thanks everybody for tuning in here to the Polka Party. Let's do this again next week, shall we? Hopefully I'll be feeling much better by then. Anyway, have yourself a great week and keep dancing.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. One air traffic controller was doing the work of two when a plane and an Army helicopter collided near Reagan National Airport. Aviation consultant Michael Boyd.
That could be a factor in this accident. And it may not be, but it is a factor. But understaffing is a hallmark of the air traffic control system today.
President Trump weighed in today.
I don't know. Do you blame it on the air traffic controller, too, in addition to the pilots? Maybe the pilot's fault. They should have seen it. I would have thought they should have seen it.
Trump also.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Authorities have recovered 40 intact bodies and parts of others from the Potomac River a day after a passenger jet and an Army helicopter collided near Reagan National Airport. There were no survivors. The search has been suspended for the night. Two sources tell CBS News one air traffic controller was doing the work of two at the time. At Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, Karma Jay of New York City isn't thrilled to be flying today.
Of course, that's not something that